You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Well, there's one top trending topic, and it's literally...
You're not going to escape it.
20 things, but they're all related to the same thing. Taylor Swift's new album is out today. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. And then last night, right around midnight at the release, she tweets out, oh, by the way, it's a double album.
Yeah, one came out at midnight and one did at 2 a.m. Just boom, there it is, another 16 songs. You got 31 brand new Taylor Swift songs to take you into that.
She does a good job with these releases.
Now, Riggins, you say she's the greatest songwriter of your generation, right? You said that the other day.
Yeah.
Is it because of the songs that she writes that are so deep and relatable, or is it because she can crank so many good pop songs out in a hurry?
Probably both.
Yeah.
Probably both. Yeah. I was never like a crazy Taylor Swift fan. I didn't even listen to a lot of her albums. But in 2020, when the pandemic started, she did the Folklore Evermore, you know, two albums kind of back to back. And it was a total turn of what she had previously been doing. And those are masterpieces. I mean, they're masterpieces.
Yeah.
And then her third, you know, Midnights comes out, critically acclaimed. But now there's this fourth double album. It's like, can it be good? I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to check it out today.
I do think it's pretty impressive the way she can do different things musically. You know, she's not just like an acoustic guitar player or pop songs. Like, she can do a lot of different things with the songs that she writes, which I find impressive.
It's a shame she has squirrels in her head.
Yeah, probably.
You said the new album does.
It's a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think most artists probably that are like so good at what they do probably all are crazy.
Yeah.
A lot of them are. Yeah. I think they have to be.
Who's like the most well-adjusted huge star you think? Like that you seem like that person's an A-list like mega star, but they seem pretty normal.
Would you consider Paul Rudd an A-list mega star? Because I think Paul Rudd seems like every time you see him, he seems like a really nice, cool guy. I think Ed Sheeran seems like a really nice, cool guy.
Ed Sheeran's a good example.
Isn't he a thief, though? Didn't they say he was a thief?
Ooh. Ed Sheeran? Yeah, he did steal some music.
Wait, was he proven guilty on
that? I think so.
Yeah. No?
Oh, I didn't think he...
I think he had to pay people for it, so I think so.
Yeah.
The Marvin Gaye estate?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? But I think a lot of other people, I don't know, most country artists, it's like, you know, Luke Combs seems like just a cool guy to hang out. He's a very nice guy, like a very well-adjusted guy. Most country artists, though, I think seem super well-adjusted.
Yeah.
Yeah, they may drink a little bit and get rowdy.
But hey.
Who don't? You know, who don't, brother?
So, Rob, you've already had the chance to check out this album?
I didn't get through all 30-something songs, but, you know, I checked out what I could on my drive here.
Well, what have you been doing this all morning? What have you been doing?
I went to McDonald's and got a bagel, of course. So, I mean, I listened on the way there, too. So,
is whatever you're drinking right now from McDonald's?
Yep.
That's the craziest looking morning drink before 6 a.m. I've ever seen. There's like Oreos and Rolos going.
It's an Oreo frappe.
Oh, my God. It looks incredible.
Yum. Oreo frappe.
It looks amazing.
Straight out of Italy.
Yeah, Italiano. Taylor Swift's album is out today, and that's just one thing. But a big thing that is now trending.
What is it? It's one subject, but there are a lot of different facets of that that are trending
all,
right now.
It's all that.
What is pretty privilege, and exactly how does pretty privilege break down? All the answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We all know that life is easier for good-looking people. But there's a sliding scale to pretty. The prettier you are, the more you get, according to this viral TikTok. Now, I love this. It breaks down into several different categories. So here's, let's just talk about first what pretty privilege is.
So pretty privilege has three tiers. There's entry level, 8-tier, and model status.
Entry level, 8-tier, and model status. All right, here's entry level details.
So entry level pretty privilege includes all the girls that are a little bit above average looking, but they're not like the prettiest girls you've ever seen, but you would definitely consider them pretty. Being on this level gets you some privileges. Like, you can get free drinks at a bar. People want to help you if you're in need. People are generally nice to you. They give you the benefit of the doubt. And to put this on the 1 through 10 scale, this would be the high 6s and the 7s. You're pretty enough to be treated well because of it, but you're not pretty enough to make a lifestyle out of it.
So high 6s and 7s, pretty enough to be treated well, but not pretty enough to make a lifestyle out of it. Okay, so now let's go mid-tier.
So one level above that is what I call 8-tier, and that's your 8s of the world. And these girls are generally the prettiest girls in the room. They're the prettiest girls you see in real life on an average day. And these are the girls that draw attention because of how pretty they are. When you're on this level, you get all the privileges of entry level, but multiplied. Instead of being able to access benefits, you're getting offered benefits. So people will give you free drinks without even talking to you. People will give you free food. People will just give you free things, honestly. People flock around you. Either girls really want to be your friend, or they're very jealous of you and they hate on you. And boys are very obsessed with you. You have the halo effect, which is where people think highly of you just because of the way that you look. It's not based on merit, but people will just think that you're nicer, you're funnier, you're smarter, all because of the way that you look.
All right, so that's 8. My two favorite things out of that. You go from having access to things to being offered things.
Mm-hmm.
And your beauty makes people think you are smarter and funnier than you really are. And then finally, there's the upper tier, the top tier, which is model status.
And the final pretty privileged tier is model status. And that's going to be your 9s and 10s. These are going to be the people that you almost never see in real life. These are the people that you see on social media, that you see on your TV. These are models. These are celebrities. These are influencers. These people make a living off of how pretty they are. They have the halo effect times 1,000. And people want to do things for them just because of how pretty they are.
She makes it very clear. You get anything and everything for free when you're model status. Pretty interesting the way she breaks that down. There's a lot of truth to that. I mean, when you get into the details of what you have access to and what you're offered, you know, the difference between being a 7 and an 8 is pretty interesting. Why are you shaking your head, TJ?
I've been saying all of that stuff my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
About Pretty People.
I think for a lot of people, everybody knows it, but I like the way she breaks it all down so specifically.
And she's also proven my theory that women just want stuff for free. Every benefit to what she said was getting free stuff. You get more free stuff than this one gets, and you get access to this free stuff. And
but is she saying
so that, forth. That they love trinkets?
She's just observing what happens to you, though, when your pretty people offer you. The prettier you are, the more free stuff you get offered. Mm-hmm. Just facts of life.
Free alcohol and trinkets.
There you go.
Stuff. Lots of stuff. I would have said a 9 would have been somebody that like elicits. I mean, an 8 is the prettiest person in the room. You don't see 9s everywhere you go.
No. Oh. That's model status. 9s and 10s, model status. Those are people you don't really see. You just see them on social media. You never see them in real life. Something to think about. If you got a hot date this weekend, there are some very important rules that you need to be aware of. Coming up next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So it's Friday. If you got a hot date this weekend, there's a list out of 5 things people are immediately going to judge you for. They're pretty obvious, but there are some tidbits in here that are pretty interesting. Number one, your body language. They say good posture is very important because it makes you more attractive. It signals that you have confidence. Confidence is a big deal. Number two, your facial expressions, you know, have eye contact. But again, have natural eye contact. Don't sit there staring, you know, with your eyes wide open like you're a creepo or something. Grooming and hygiene, you know, that's important. But they do point out things that women seem to notice more than men. Your nails and having your beard trimmed is a big thing. Number four, your outfit. Not necessarily what you're wearing. It's making sure that what you're wearing is appropriate for the venue. You know, don't overdress or underdress. Wear the right thing for the type of restaurant or whatever activity is that you're going to be doing. And then finally, your manners. It's how you treat your server, how you interact with them and your wait staff during your day. Those are 5 things that you're judged upon.
But they always write those. It seems like it's targeted for what men need to be doing because they assume that the women are always doing the right thing and they're judging the men. But if I'm on a date with somebody and her nails are all chipped up and not looking good, the men need to be noticing that too.
True, but I'm less likely to notice that probably than, I mean, if you're on a date and a woman is very attractive and I see she's got a chipped up nail, I'll be like, okay.
Not me. I'm check, please.
When TJ was a dater, though, before he got married, he was notorious for finding a reason like, no, that's not good.
Yeah.
Skip out of that. Yep. like that girl that wore what flat hose with flats or something. It's like, no, can't see her anymore.
Mm-hmm. With jeans.
With jeans. I though, however, I'm not good looking enough to make judgment calls like that.
Just happy to be there.
Never have been. I would not. I'm not good looking enough to go, oh, you got some chip nail polish? I may not be a fan of it, but I just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not either anymore. Yeah. I mean, the Cyclops came along and I was single. I'd say, I'll take what I can get.
The one eye.
Yeah.
So, Riggins, you're the only one on the show that, that dates. Are you very? Yeah. Is there anything you're particular about like that? Do you look at the, was it whether it's fingernail polish or anything like that?
No. Not at all.
No.
No.
What about a hairline? You don't like a bad hairline.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe that's a good one. If you look like a baby, it's like hair up here. I don't know, but I've never been like I can't move forward with this like because I can't of get this
those,
one thing.
Those shoes are a deal breaker or something like that.
No.
Do you have any deal breakers?
Well,
them not showing you enough attention because it's got to all be about you.
Yeah, as long as you know she doesn't look like Lawrence Fishburne or something, I think I'm pretty much. Yeah, I think I'm kind of the same way.
Oh wait, there's something came up yesterday on Ace and Friends that Riggins admitted about his dates, and I'm trying. I was astonished, but I can't remember exactly what it was. We'll figure it out here in a second because it shows just how much he needs this person to be all about him on the date. Next, hang on.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Okay, we remember what it was. Riggins actually helped me remember what it was that he said yesterday. Every afternoon at 3 on our app, we have Ace and Friends. There's so much going on here today. Every day on the Ace and TJ app. TJ's podcast airs at 10 Eastern on the app every day, and then you can download it as a podcast wherever you download podcasts. Then at 3, there's Ace and Friends, which airs every day at 3, and then you can download it after that wherever you download podcasts. But yesterday, I was explaining how one of the things about being in an age gap relationship is just different. Being of different generations, you approach things differently. And for example, I have learned that if I go out to dinner with my wife, who is 24 years younger than me, the first thing that happens when, if we order drinks, they bring drinks to the table, I just, you know, push my drink to the middle of the table. She arranges them, then takes a picture, usually with the menu of the place, because that's just apparently what you do. I would just like to start having my drink, but I just wait and have the picture taken. And Riggins just said, partially joking, I believe, that he would hate that because for those few moments, she's not paying attention to him. She's paying attention to posting on social media.
Yeah, that is true.
So you really would that really would bother you that she would take a picture of the drinks with the menu because the focus is not on you for a few minutes, it's on her posting a picture.
That's part of that. And we were talking about first dates.
Yeah.
On a first date, I would not be into that. She's like, I need to take a picture of our drinks and the menu first. I would not like that. I wouldn't.
Because
now maybe I get fine with it, and it's like, you know what, it makes her happy, and that's why you do it, right?
Yeah. It's no, because what does it do? It doesn't affect me in any way.
Exactly.
It doesn't hurt me in any way. It doesn't throw me off. And it was like, okay, fine, no big deal.
I get that. But I think on a first date, that would make me upset. And yeah, probably, because it's like, no, wait a minute. No, aren't you excited to be like with me? And she's like posting it on wherever she or whatever she wants to do with it.
Yeah.
If that's me on a first date, I'm probably going to start an argument because I'm just going to ask the simple question: Why are you doing that? What are you getting from that? And then
she just posts where she's out. Hey, I'll share with everybody.
Oh, I know, but why? How does that make you feel good?
Because that's what you do. You just share stuff.
And this is what I'm saying. I don't accept that's just what you do. I would keep going. I know it's my fault. It would be my issue. I would keep going and go, well, that's not a reason. I mean, specifically, tell me, use adjectives. How does it make you feel? And what do you feel about it? And why do you have to do it?
I just like sharing.
You know,
I like sharing with people.
And when I'm on that day, I'm going to be all about you. So, yeah. So it might have come across as like, I want everything to be about me, which does sound great, doesn't it? Yeah. Who wants a 50-50 relationship? That sounds like it sucks. But I'm going to be so into you. I want you to be so into. I'm excited. I love first dates. So I put a lot of stock in those things. Yeah. And I want it to be great. And if she's like, oh, well, here, I'm going to call my. To me, it's the same as like walking away from the table and taking a phone call.
I think it's like telling your friend about your date.
Yeah, it is. But
like hey, oh, here's where we went to eat.
You know. Yeah, maybe. I don't
but
know.
But it's during the date that you're telling them. It'd be like saying, hey, things are going well. We're at such and such restaurant. And we just ordered drinks. They just got here. He got an vodka and orange juice with a splash of grenadine. I got a beer.
Yeah.
Maybe that's... Yeah. You know, the way, but still, I mean, that's an answer. That's an answer.
And you brought it up in a way that was not positive. You were like, I got to hand over my drink first thing.
I disagree.
You liar. You are not being honest.
Week interview coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free. So it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Very special time of the week. Every week at this time, we come together to learn and review the week that was pop culture, the week that was the Ace and TJ show, thanks to Riggins, and the week in review.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Taylor Swift's new album is out. I'm going to grab it from Target soon. I'm going to buy chocolate, restock on tampons, and enjoy it this afternoon. TJ is pretty worn out this week. He recorded 7 podcasts, and now I see. But he talks about recording podcasts like it's the Battle of Normandy.
You try it.
I would never. I don't have the heart for it. Bojangles is opening in Los Angeles. Expansion is part of their mission. I can totally see Jennifer Aniston walking around with a box of chicken.
This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Today is National Clean Out Your Medicine Cabinet Day, and it's really important, too. You guys are from Louisiana, so this shouldn't be hard for you. Red Lobster is filing for bankruptcy as consumer spending shifts. I know I don't want to eat some lobster within 100 yards of a Spencer's Gifts. Ace's sister has Ace's sister says she has recently seen their deceased mother. What else is there to say? Perhaps I should remind you, it's National Throw Out Your Medicine Day.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Tomorrow is 420. I am no longer in the fray. Get zooted on some OG Super Boof and have yourself a fantastic day. Caitlin Clark got drafted in the WNBA. She's got talent and technique, and she'll make just enough money to go to Five Guys once a week. McDonald's introduced a new Cajun chicken sandwich, which may be exciting to some. TJ's an expert on Cajun and Creole, and he said they're as authentic as they come.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Woo. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank Very you. Nice. Very nice. Okay, so it is Friday, and a lot of people may be going out on a first date or getting back out into the dating world this weekend. If you haven't been in the dating world for a while, you probably don't even know dating lingo. So we're going to fix that problem for you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You know, the dating site, Ashley Madison, is, you know, all about getting people dating, even if they're married, or especially if they're married or in a committed relationship. It's about cheating. It's about getting somebody on the side. So they say if you're jumping out and you haven't been dating for a while, you probably need a refresher course on the lingo that people use so you won't be lost. So they give these terms that everybody should know if they're getting back into the dating scene. Let me see if y'all know any of these. Auto erect.
Hmm?
That's that's a play on autocorrect, but it's a term that describes using Chat GPT during romantic texting.
What?
Like you're texting somebody and y'all are you know, hot and heavy texting, and you're using Chat GPT. You can't come up with your own words. I didn't even know that was a thing. So good to know.
That seems like a lot of work.
Call of booty is something else that you need to know.
Okay.
It's someone who's playing juvenile dating games.
I'm tired of playing Call of Booty with
right.
this person. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Game of tones. That's where you have a bunch of different ringtones, depending on the partner that's calling you, the one that you're messing around with.
Game of tones. Heads up. Yeah. Okay.
Let's see. Fireside fling is a romantic partner you connect with to get through the gloomy, cold winter period. So we're out of that. So okay. You won't need it unless you're describing what your last relationship was.
Yeah.
Ghost coaster. You need to know what that means. It's a term to describe the experience of having a romantic partner who disappears, then reappears intermittently. So it goes down and then back up like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure that none of these is too nasty. Hush haven, a location, often discreet, where you and your affair partner commonly meet. So okay. That's my hush haven. We meet at the hush haven.
Who would you be telling that to?
but if you're a man using any of these terms,
what are then, you doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you got going on. Especially if you use a term like, man, she was just ghost coastering me. She was a fireside fling. Get out of here.
I kind of like ghost coaster. Yeah. I see her every now and then. It's like riding a ghost coaster. She just pops up, pops out, pops up, pops out.
Hey, I was just wondering if you could meet me today at our Hush Haven for drinks. You want to meet me at the Hush Haven? So there you go. You just brush up on those, and then you'll be ready to get back out into the dating world and get you somebody, get you a call of booty going.
But do
yeah, if, thank you.
Do only people involved in cheating would know those?
No,
terms?
You can okay. use all these terms. Okay. If you're a goofball. all right, so we have another love story coming up. This one between a prison guard and an inmate. Where do you hear about this? Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
You know, you can't help who you love.
Heart wants what it wants.
People say that all the time, but I don't know if many people really take heed to it like they should. Because I had no idea, and I'm sure this young man, he's 23 years old, his name's Terrion Henderson, and he lives in Indiana. I'm sure he didn't know that if somebody gets released from penitentiary and they go into house arrest or some sort of a work release with an ankle monitor, they're still considered a prisoner, and if you're a prison guard, then you can't have the love with them.
Okay.
So that's what happened in this situation. The authorities began an internal investigation after receiving a complaint that Henderson had been messing around with an inmate. She was sentenced to the work release. He told the inmate he would, quote, love to get to know her and ask for her phone number. The two allegedly began talking through Snapchat because messages automatically delete. So he said, just to be on the good side, LOL, is why they were using Snapchat. The surveillance video showed Henderson leaving the office in a white Chevy Malibu at 2:07 p.m. About an hour later, the car came back and picked up the inmate as soon as she got released to go on to her work release house arrest situation. And during the investigation, the inmate told detectives that Henderson drove her to her job and took off her community corrections bracelet. So I guess he had the ability to do that. So he was a corrections officer. And the data shows that the bracelet stayed at her work from 3:20 p.m. to 8:24 p.m. Meanwhile, they're saying that they were at his apartment messing around, consuming alcohol and drugs, and she turned herself in the next day for violating her work release. So she's back in the penitentiary.
So because it's work release, she's like a trustee. That's how she has a phone to do Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
They crammed a lot into not a lot of time. Drinking, drugs,
and survivors. Exactly.
But I guess that when they let you go to the work release thing, they may give you your possessions back that you came into jail with. So maybe that's how she had her phone.
Okay.
But, you know, they look at that monitor at all times. They can just pull it up, you know, and say, well, where is she? Well, and it didn't show that it had been removed from her. So I'm guessing that his knowledge as being a correctional officer. Wow. Would do that. So he's arrested and facing charges of sexual misconduct by a service provider, official misconduct, obstruction of justice, assisting a criminal. Now, I remember when I was young, there was a scandal like this at the sheriff's department where they were housing this group of prostitutes that were being picked up by another law enforcement agency. And while they were in there, the deputies on duty supposedly had fun with them. They all had a big party together. And then, of course, the little town found out. And, oh, what a scandal that was.
As it should have been.
What a scandal. You get some bigger city prostitutes coming out just using our jail. What are we supposed to do, Sheriff? What'd you expect, Sheriff? All right, so how can somebody tell if you're a pothead? We'll give you this information next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So tomorrow is the 420, right?
Yeah, for brother. Hell yeah, dude.
The dope smokers. Well, they have created a list. I guess these are professional dope heads that have created this list to be able to tell if somebody is a stoner.
Zach?
If you call it marijuana, they don't smoke. If they call it weed, they do.
That's a good one.
If they're American and they know right offhand how many grams are in an ounce.
That was my favorite one. Because no American who doesn't smoke weed knows how to convert grams to ounces.
Stoners tend to gravitate to each other, whether it's at work or elsewhere. Ask the person, hey, do you smoke? If they reply, smoke what? The answer 9 times out of 10 is yes, they smoke weed. Yeah. We smoke what? I don't smoke nasty cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
At family gatherings, they're usually the one playing with the kids.
Yeah, or like taking a walk. We're going to go for a walk. What? Why are you doing that?
They have an unusual affinity for band t-shirts. But that's Ace, but he doesn't smoke the weed. But you see how you're presenting yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Mister.
Like a dang pothead.
Dope head. I think, and I just know this from my experience, people who call it pot usually are dope smokers.
Well, pot.
I say weed because I hear people who smoke it use the term weed.
Same.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I smoke it.
No.
That's what this is. If they call it weed, that means they smoke. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. They're the most relaxed, reasonable person in the group. Laughs at your jokes.
Yeah. Fun to be around.
Yeah. And they're amped up about 420.
Hell yeah, dude. It's the day of the year. It's like Christmas for weed potheads.
But has it lost some of its allure because it's so common now that people smoke it and once it's legal all over the place?
Once gummies got into the suburbs, it was just like, it just went to like not fun. It's in seltzers now. It's like,
it's still federally illegal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When the mom.
State by state thing. But yeah, once mom started taking weed gummies and all,
she's in her Jeep Cherokee and like taking gummies and it's like, it's not fun.
You know, I was saying on the TJ's podcast the other day, which comes on at 10 Eastern on our app or on Spotify, Apple Podcast, whatever you got. My wife doesn't know anything about gummies except for the fact that one of the people on Seven Little Johnstons ate a gummy and had a bad experience with it. So she's you might as well just be somebody offering her cyanide at this point. She's like, I saw what happened to my Seven Little Johnstons. It was bad. I almost killed him. He had a bad experience on it.
Because a little person had a bad experience. She's like,
yeah. Nope. So it was a Delta 8 is what they called it. Delta 8. And so he got too much of one or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little person. So he probably took like a regular dose for what a normal person would have or a regular size person.
But don't try to convince my wife that it's anything other than just pure evil. Poison.
Yeah, it's like heroin.
Because it happened to my Seven Little Johnstons.
They don't have you nodding out.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, so there is one huge story of the day, and we'll get to that in just a second because we've talked about it at length. But first of all, Utah's getting their own NHL team. They're moving from Phoenix to Utah.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I had never heard of that Phoenix NHL team.
Well, there's a reason. They've never drawn well. They've had a lot of problems with arenas and all that kind of stuff. It's never done well.
I said, how long has that team been around? It's been around for decades. I was like, I've literally never heard
of it. Yeah, they moved a couple of places. It was a Canadian team originally, then they moved to Phoenix, and then it's never really blossomed.
It's like the Phoenix
Coyotes.
Yeah. So now they're in Utah expecting to have a better luck there.
Yeah.
It's an NIL team, you said?
NHL.
Oh, NHL.
Hockey. Ice hockey. But speaking of NIL and college athletes, Caitlin Clark has blocked Antonio Brown on X after he's been poking some fun at her about her private parts specifically.
What?
He did that this week, and it blew up, and then she blocked him, and then he called her, like, the cracker of the day. So Antonio Brown, I mean.
He's a trash bag person.
Tom Brady has blocked him, and now Caitlin Clark as well.
So you know what he needs, right?
I would imagine. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. He needs a good old-fashioned butt kicking is what he needs.
Yeah,
it would do him so much good. He's one of those. You could do it for his own good.
Is he well, though? Like, is he well? Like, mentally well?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a former wide receiver. He's the guy, if you remember, a couple years ago that got mad during the game and took his uniform off and walked off the field shirtless, flipping people off. I think.
Yeah, that was him. And then Taylor Swift is the biggest top trending topic at the moment. All of her songs are trending. She's got a new album out. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. It's a double album, like 31 songs, over 2 hours long. It was just revealed last night. And a lot of people are calling it the post-Joe Alwyn, post-Matt Healy record, all about breakups and things like that. But I just previewed one little song called The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and I was like, oh, no, I got to wait for this. I want to hear it in its entirety. So that is out today, and it's expected to be the biggest album in the country for the foreseeable future, I would imagine, until Billie Eilish comes along next week, and we'll see what her new album does as well. So something came up yesterday afternoon during the Ace and Friends podcast. And I've got a follow-up question about it. One specific member of the Ace and TJ show is dealing with trials and tribulations like you can't believe. We'll get to it next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy, no fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Ace and TJ Show brought to you by Richard Toccato, mortgage expert, Ace and TJ's personal friend. They've known him for years. He's you can buy a home with Richard. You can refinance. You can open a home equity line with Richard. He does it all. He is that guy. He's that dude.
Because he's a broker, not a bank. He has lots of options that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah. Homewithrichard.com is what it takes. Yeah, you're going to love talking to that guy. So I think it was yesterday it came up. We were discussing how, oh, I know what it was. So Tech D Rob's girlfriend went out of town, or he went out of town last weekend, and she threw a party at their house. And he didn't ask her any questions about who's coming over, how many people are coming over. And he goes, I did see them on like the Ring doorbell coming in and out, but I didn't like bother, you know, asking who that was or anything like that. And I said, well, her family checks in on her, because one time his girlfriend's mother called him to ask why she wasn't at work, because she had noticed like on the Life 360 app that she had never left their house.
Yeah.
And had tried calling her. She wasn't answering. So she ended up calling Rob and saying, where is your girlfriend? Because I see that she hasn't left the house yet. And it turns out she had overslept. And that's not the only oversleeping incident. Didn't she oversleep a couple weeks ago by hours, Rob?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because somebody ended up having to call you, and you were having to check on people. She was a few hours late for her.
Yeah, that was probably 2 months ago. About 6 weeks ago, yeah.
And yesterday we were discussing like oversleeping and things like that, and it's never happened to me. Like I don't think I've ever overslept. It's never happened.
Oh.
I don't even hear my alarm go off, because I'm usually up between 2 to 5 minutes before it goes off. Just naturally, I wake up. And Ace thinks I'm bragging about that.
No, I don't think you're bragging about it. It's interesting fact. I find it fascinating.
It's what my body does. But I'm not an oversleeper. Maybe you are. What's the longest you've overslept, and for what reason? Because I saw on Instagram yesterday, they sell these weighted blankets called the coma inducer. And the top comment is, the first night I got this, me and my girlfriend slept for 48 hours.
No way.
With this blanket.
They didn't sleep. They may have stayed in bed 48 hours. They didn't sleep 48 hours.
It's like, unless you're on like heroin or, I don't know.
Or you haven't slept in a week. And all of a sudden you go to sleep.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think I could do 48 hours. How long did you oversleep, and for what reason? I want to hear your story. At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The Ace and TJ store is open for business. The shelves are stocked, and you can get all your Ace and TJ merch now. AceTJ.com/store. We've got hats, we've got t-shirts, we've got hoodies, we've got feminine products, tons of stuff, and plus the Ace and TJ hot sauces. So acetj.com/store to get your stuff today. What's the longest you've overslept? How long was it? And what time were you supposed to wake up that day? Because I'm not an oversleeper. I'm like a, you know, a responsible person.
I don't mean to argue with you or anything, but you have overslept once. Remember when went to that Jimmy Buffett concert?
Oh, yeah. Well, oh,
yeah. That was the only time, and it killed you.
Was I? Oh, did I not make it into work that day?
You came in late.
You were late. Yeah.
I made it late?
You were late.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I threw up.
Yeah. I mean, it killed you to be late. It was devastating for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be tragic scenario.
Yeah.
And that was when my friend did the death drop that night and permanently injured his back outside the show.
What?
It was a great night. Yeah, that was crazy. But how long did you oversleep? What was the reason? At the Ace TJ show, if you've got one, you can be anonymous if you'd like, but nobody seems to want to be anonymous. It's crazy when Justin said, I overslept when I was in Baghdad. That's in Iraq. In 2010, I overslept by 20 minutes, and it was hell to pay due to us going on another mission. We had just got back off a 36-hour mission, so they had to postpone the entire mission. They were closing up minor camps around Baghdad, and because they overslept 20 minutes, they had to postpone this entire mission that normally lasted 48 to 72 hours. That's bad. That's not like missing like the morning meeting at work.
It's really not the same thing,
there's
is it?
Like many, many guys that you have now messed up. Will said, I got halfway to work once. I stopped at a McDonald's and ordered a biscuit. And she said, we don't serve breakfast all day anymore. I said, it's 7:30. And she goes, yeah, at night. So he slept like 12 hours. Overslept by 12 hours.
He never really.
That's really bad.
Nothing tips you off that it's 7:30 at night? I don't know. Weird to me. Because
just out of it.
Now, but I have done that. We've talked about this many times. I think it's common for people that get up early like we do. On a Saturday morning, I've awakened before and looked at the clock. It's like, oh my God, it's 6:15.
Yeah, right.
And I jump up and run into the bathroom. Yeah. And then there's a moment of like, wait. Oh, it's Saturday. And your heart's just pounding and racing. But it never more than about 2 minutes. And once I took a nap in the afternoon and I woke up and it said like 5:45. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
And I jumped up and ran in and turned the shower water on and realized, wait, it's light outside. What's going on? You know?
That's really bad. So Ace has a big night tonight. Something totally unusual, something totally exciting. And he's looking at me like he doesn't know, but we'll tell you next.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I'm laser focused today. I've got things to do today. Going to the grocery store right after work, getting the necessities, beer, bread, peanut butter, lemon juice, tea bags. That's it. I'm going to be well hydrated.
Tea bags.
Tea bags. Tea bags. Because I'm 80 years old. Then I'm going home. I'm going to check out this new Taylor Swift album, take a walk with the dog, listen to it in the AirPods. Going home, watching two more episodes of that Amazon show called Fallout, which is spectacular. Rob, Tech D Rob is also watching it.
It's so good.
But that's it. That's really all I've got planned. I don't really have responsibilities the way other people on the Ace and TJ show do. Mainly Ace and TJ. Ace has a baby at home. Almost a year old.
Yeah, spent about 35 minutes at 2:30 this morning rocking him back to sleep as he woke up. But
anyway. He's got a baby at home, about to turn one.
Yep.
But tonight, he's got a night off, right?
Yeah.
So you're dropping the kid off at
mother-in-law's coming to pick him up this morning sometime.
Uber service for the baby.
Kind of, sort of, yes.
She's going to pick him up and take him back to where they live.
To Salisbury.
Okay. And you got a night off, so are you going to get crazy tonight? You going to spray paint some stuff?
No, trying to decide what to do. Probably, a man and I have somewhere this afternoon that we have to go do, and then there's a place that she's been wanting to go, and so we'll probably go there tonight, you know, just for fun. It got a band.
Oh,
you.
Journey tribute band's playing there tonight. They just want to go there.
Now, why would she want to go see that?
I don't. She just thinks the place. She's heard things about how fun it is. She doesn't care about the band as much as, like, I've heard it's a fun place. So she was looking forward, been looking forward to going there. So, and we were planning to go one time and it didn't work out. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll surprise her. We'll go do this night. Or it was either that, or we were going to go, you know, just go out on the boat or something.
Who when you get a night off, who's more likely to get like just out of control?
You know, neither one of us. It's more likely to be, typically it's more subdued, like, let's just crash, and because you can sleep all night and you don't have to worry about doing bath time or anything like that. So you can, you know, it's okay to watch. You watch a movie.
Will you get up in the morning and celebrate 420?
No.
Okay. Not a 420. Talk to you,
I'll get up in the morning and go to the gym.
Oh god.
Okay. But we, you know, things might get a little crazy tonight. 9 times out of 10, if something's going to get out of hand, it's me.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't know, but it should be. I'm the older one. I should be responsible, but I'm not.
Yeah, let's take some ecstasy. Get some mozzarella sticks. Let's have a night. Let's have a night.
That's a great combo there.
This is the Ace and TJ show.